Hello and welcome to a new King's North Lobotomy podcast. I thought this podcast, more than any of the others, would need an introduction. You see, I've been asked the same question a lot recently. How much of the podcast is actually written? Well, normally, the answer is all of it. I'd spend a lot of time writing. Even the weaker sketches need to be written. But for some reason, people just seem to think that I gather some friends together and we make up all the skits in a couple of hours. Now, while that sounds like a lot of fun, I didn't think we'd get a podcast out of it. But it was worth a try. What follows now is the result of two improvising sessions. The cast would riff on scenarios and play improv games, including one which we would keep cutting back to, where Sam, as an interviewer, would ask the cast member questions, which both he and the cast member were not prepared for. I hope you enjoy it. Theme song!
When did you first start telling people that you were better than they are?
Well, it seems like I learned to talk, really, because quite frankly, that's when I realised that I'm better than everyone else.
And that's something you continue to believe, is it?
Well, it's not something I believe, it's something I know for a fact.
When did you first realise that you weren't the Son of God?
Well, it was very soon after I read the Bible. There was a whole other guy in there. And I can't remember his name, but we were similar, freakishly similar, but no, he had the edge.
Is it true you were in the running to be the new Pope?
Yeah, small flaw. One, I'm a lady, and another, I don't really rate Catholicism.
You felt those two things counted against you?
Yeah, in the long run.
But ultimately they were more concerned that you were a lady than your expressions of your atheism.
Yeah, and I was pregnant, we didn't know who the father was. There was a few factors, really. I looked good in the frock, though.
So having come to the realisation that you are, in fact, not the Son of God, who do you think is better, you or Jesus?
Well, it's all relative, isn't it? It's who's the better at saving humanity? Jesus. Who's the better at not being nailed up on a cross? Me.
And Jesus never produced a comedy sketch show, did he?
Yeah, I think he's better for it. Oh, hello.
Welcome, my child.
Hello. All right?
Yes, You?
Oh, good, thanks. Small in here, isn't it?
So you haven't sinned?
Sorry?
How long has it been since your last confessional?
Oh, I haven't done this before.
So that's a lot of sin.
Mm.
That's a lifetime of sin.
I'm sorry, I thought this is where you hung the coats.
No, no, this is where you come to confess your sins and ask for absolution.
All right. How do I do that?
You say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." And normally, people would say, "It has been such amount of time since my last confession," but for you, we're going to have to say, "I have never been to confession."
Okay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to confession.
Okay, that's going to cost you 2,194 Hail Marys.
Okay, and where do I get them?
Okay, let's skip the Hail Marys.
Okay.
What have you come to confess?
Give me a clue here. What's a good sort of thing to start with?
What bad things have you done that maybe you feel quite guilty about?
My wife asked me to wallpaper our lounge. I got one of the Bobba Job kids to do it. It was a bit shit, but you know, I just sort of went, "Oh, sorry, I'm tired."
Yes, that is a sin. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
that's just going to cost you two Hail Marys.
Two Hail Marys. I did give the kid some money, so does that...
Okay, that's one Hail Mary, and quite frankly, the Catholic Church is down on women.
Yeah. The other day, my friend Steve said, get us a coffee, like that. And I got him a coffee, but I didn't give him his change back. I just kept it.
That's theft.
Yeah, that's a sin, isn't it?
That is a sin. Okay. Yes, that's... Thou shalt not steal. That's...
Well, he gave it to me. I just didn't give it back.
You should have given it back to him, shouldn't you?
I sort of saw it as a fee. I got him a coffee, therefore...
Did you agree in writing that you were going to take a service fee for getting him a coffee?
No, there was no writing. Right, just a coffee.
That is a sin.
Okay.
Right. Eating sweets in the confessional is also a sin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like one?
No.
Oh? All right.
No.
Shoot yourself.
What you're doing there now, eating children's sweets in the confessional, in the sight of God, is a sin. Yes, it's gluttony. Look at the way you're stuffing them in.
All right, I'll put them away. Oh. Wait a second, it'll go.
Good.
Wait a second. Yeah, it's gone now. It's gone.
Good.
Great. Right, do I have to do a Hail Caesar for that?
Yes, you do. Yes. So... I was about to say, what else have you, what other sins have you committed since your last confessional? But of course, you've never been before, have you?
Okay, well, I sins, they're the big, I had an affair with a man.
Oh!
And he, he was a Nazi, and he used to wallpaper. No,
hang on a minute, you're making this up.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to disappoint
that
you.
That in itself is a sin.
Is it?
Yes, lying.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm not going to tell you what you've got to do for this, but I'm keeping score here.
I just didn't want to disappoint you. I've done other things.
Okay,
we'll
scrub that one out. Okay. Showing enthusiasm there. We'll scrub that one out.
I don't know what I've done. I just came in here because it's raining outside.
You cunt.
You once refused to work until all your colleagues proved they weren't concealing tails. Why was that?
It's a bit of a phobia, really.
Is it a bad experience when you were younger?
It's a bad experience when I was younger involving a border collie and a rat. And seeing as both animals have quite apparent tails...
I see.
Ever since then, I've just...
It brings back painful memories.
It brings back painful memories, and quite frankly, I have to check that everybody I'm in close with... Hang on a minute. What's that?
That's probably my mobile phone.
Right, okay.
You published your own cookbook, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. It was, I wouldn't say popular as much. It sold, four copies, almost. Well, one person brought it back, so three copies, I guess. No, it wasn't popular. It was sort of exotic, but it was cooking with unusual ingredients. I did chicken in diesel.
Chicken in diesel is quite difficult to cook. You have to cook it at a very low temperature.
You need to do it in one of those compression ovens.
I see. Yeah. I think the woman who returned it was quite severely burnt.
She was, but she still had the receipt, so we had to.
Why have you shied away from public life in the last 10 years?
It's been very difficult. When you've got that kind of paranoia about people having tails... you can't stop everyone in the street and ask them to drop their trousers. I did try this, and as I'm sure you can imagine, it ended up with, again, a lot of legal problems. Of course, that's not what I was trying to get their trousers
no,
down
of course
for.
Not.
It's a pure paranoia, I suppose you'd say. But it's justified.
Good evening, miss.
Oh, good evening, officer.
May I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to come inside?
No, here will be fine.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Came to our attention that you, on the 18th of June, you spent the evening in the company of a man called Keith.
Yes, yes, I know Keith.
And although you say you got along quite well, you never telephoned him again.
Well...
Also on that day, you said to Keith that you find obsessing over Star Wars to be very sexy in a man.
I did say that, yes.
Is this true?
Well, is it true that I said it?
Yes.
I did say that.
And do you believe this?
Not entirely.
Also, you said eczema doesn't bother you.
Oh, yeah. Now that was a lie. Eczema
does bother you quite a lot, does it?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me why you didn't phone Mr. Keith back?
Really? You need to know. Well, I suppose the Star Wars and the eczema thing, really.
They were the main two things, despite what you said on the actual date, if date it be called. Would you say it was a date?
Yes, it was definitely a date. I didn't want to hurt Keith's feelings, but...
Yes.
Sorry, officer, I don't really...
Did you sleep with Keith on the occasion?
Not that it's any of your business.
Did you just give him a go on the tip?
Excuse me? Are you actually a real policeman?
Yes.
Can I see your badge, please?
I've left it in the car.
Where's your car?
I've left it at the station.
Who's that behind the bushes? Keith?
Let's not... Don't look...
Keith, what are you doing?
Keith, run! Run! Keith!
Why do you carry the word thighs written on a piece of paper with you wherever you go?
Well, it's superstition. Well, you never really know when you're going to need it, because somebody's going to come up to you and say, how do you spell thighs? You go, look, there you go. And that happens more often than you think. A freakishly high amount of time. I was just up in London the other day. Didn't happen then, but it could have.
Do you think you can fit a whole crab in your mouth?
Well, there's not much room in there, because of all the... seahorses, but yeah, go on, give it a go.
What was it like to work in the wool mine?
It was good. It's hard to harvest it, to be honest, with because you've got the pickaxe, but it comes straight back off. Or sometimes it gets hooked in and it gets dragged up. And there's a lot of kittens down there as well.
As I understand, you still need to take a canary down with you.
You do. That's mainly to distract the kittens.
I see. Okay, and. There was the unfortunate incident recently in Australia where the mine collapsed.
Yes.
But everyone seemed to... They were down there for a substantial amount of time, but everyone got out safe.
Yeah, they all emerged with lovely jumpers as well, so it was win-win again.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, all right there, darling.
Oh, sorry. Do you live in London?
Yeah, I do live in London. Yeah, I'm not quite local to this area, but,
yeah. I just wonder if you can help me. I'm being a bit of a dizzy bird.
I'll do my best.
I just can't quite read this map. I'm just trying to look.
Let's have a look.
I'm looking for Nelson's column.
Right, well...
Where are we right
this
now?
Is not helping, as this is a map of Birmingham. So let's get rid of that for a start.
Okay.
Don't know what you're doing there.
Can you just point me in the general direction?
Nelson's Column, yeah, of course. Well, that's near the... it's near the Tate Modern, isn't it? It's near that gallery, the Tate Modern. Yeah. No, what am I talking about? Not the Tate Modern, the Tate Britain.
Oh, right.
Which, of course, is in Wandsworth.
I don't know, I was just wondering, shall I go down that side or down that way?
Both.
At the same time?
Yes. Every road leads to Rome, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
Do you know where Nelson's Column is?
Of course I bloody do.
Which way is it?
It's that way, behind you.
Right, so if I keep going down that road, then what do I do? Is it straight down there or do I turn left?
You come back to here.
Why would I do that?
Because that's not the way to Nelson's Column.
But which is the way to Nelson's Column?
That way down there, where you're facing.
Right, so I'm going to go
down... No, that's not it either.
Which way am I going to go to Nelson's Column? Do you know where Nelson's Column is?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Why aren't you telling me then?
I am telling you.
Which way is it?
Oh, it's not round here. It's not round here, is it, darling? What do you think I am, anyway? A taxi driver? Do you think I know the knowledge of every little part of London?
Well, I thought you were, because you are sitting in a taxi.
Well, I nicked it, didn't I?
Don't you normally speak in a French accent?
Yes, normally, but, you know, like I've sort of anglicised myself. It's just the French thing. It was a good shtick, but it brought up a lot of hostility. Seeing I don't actually speak French, I just sort of... Oh, yeah. You just make the noises, the French nod, and, you know, you blend in. But I've had to drop it because I just get a lot of abuse and onions. So it's, you know, 50-50.
Is that abuse from the French, or is that abuse from people who think you are French?
A bit of both. I get, as I say, onions. I get a lot of onions sort of thrown at me, which is it's such a bittersweet thing.
Why did you give up homosexuality?
It was mostly to do with the smell of fish.
The woman you were dating at the time worked at the fish counter in Tesco's?
She did, yeah, and I just couldn't abide it anymore. I just moved on to somebody else in Tesco's because that's where I was working at the time. Bit of an opportunist, really. And it just had to be somebody who worked in more of the ambient section, which is tins, ketchup, salad cream, that sort of thing. Less of an aroma. Happened to be a chap. But now I'm doing all right.
Yeah, how do you feel about the smell of bread? Because I have a friend who's a baker.
Oh, no, bread's nice. Is that a man or a woman?
Oddly enough, a hermaphrodite.
Oh, that might be a way to go.
Oh, excellent. I'll give you his number.
Thank you.
Or her number.
Yeah.
What was your nickname at school?
They called me Frenchy quite a lot because of Greece. Good evening.
Bonjour.
I'm here with Françoise, who's at the... It's the opening day of your new exhibition, isn't it?
Oui.
And at the centrepiece of your exhibition, you have this... would you call it a sculpture?
Yes, gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, it's very nice. What's that?
Do you like it?
Well, it's certainly very popular.
Uh-huh.
But what exactly is that made from?
It is mostly chicken wire... And a fair bit of the bat excrement.
Guano, I believe.
Guano.
And you've taken sort of a strange sort of... Instead of like building it into what we would call a normal sculpture, you've just sort of spread it about, haven't you?
Yes, it is to blur the lines, you see, between the art and
the
people.
The fire exits.
And, the fire exit, they... The fire exit, that was I didn't know that was going to be there.
Yeah, but you've incorporated it, haven't you?
Yes, I think it is important with the artist, you see, that he's able to sink on his feet, you see. So when the life gives you the lemonades, you make the lemons.
Reverse engineering, of course.
Yes.
So what is the theme of this? You've called... What is the title of the exhibition?
It is an ancient Maori word, very difficult to pronounce.
So let's not even try, eh? It is written there in the bat guano, isn't it?
Yes, with the sticks.
With the sticks, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you've had some celebrities come here, haven't you?
Yes, the Hollywood actor Brad Pitt... he came down and he said, "What is this?" And I tried to pronounce the name, and he was able to correct me. You see, yeah. he's very knowledgeable.
He wasn't impressed, though, was he?
He's not for everyone. No, as with all great art, I think it is no.
He went on Twitter afterwards, didn't he?
He did, yes. He doesn't normally tweet, but he was so provoked by this piece of art that he
set up an account.
He did, and I think that is the important thing about the art, is that it causes a reaction.
Yeah, one tweet, wasn't it? One tweet.
It was. He says it's
what
his
a
shit.
Load of shit.
Yes.
Yes. And it literally is a load of shit.
It is. Well, that is the point.
Bat shit.
Oui.
Okay. Do you think it's any good?
No, it's bollocks.
So, I understand you've got a project that you want to pitch. And,
yeah, I have this new play. It's a little bit long at the moment.
Well, tell me about it, darling. Tell me about
it. Well, we're going to put it on at the Cochrane Theatre. No, not the Cochrane.
I don't think so.
We
no,
can move it somewhere else. You want it smaller?
The Adelphi, I think. The Adelphi. I get on very well with the staff in the Adelphi. Lovely young man who works behind the bar. I've got my eye on, actually, yes.
I did like the mood of the Cochrane, but the Adelphi's fine. The Adelphi's fine. I can do that.
Yeah.
But it's about two tailors, and they live in Whitechapel.
Two tailors? Do you not think that the whole idea of two tailors has got a sort of homosexual undertone to it?
Well, yes, but one of them's female. She's sort of like a seamstress more than a tailor. So we got the man and like they're rivaled in business, but they fall in love in
that's quite sweet. I like that. That's quite sweet. But I'm not too happy about the Whitechapel element, because that just makes me think Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay.
That makes me think prostitutes torn open with their innards thrown everywhere.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
That would be quite bad for the under fives.
How about it's not really for the under fives. There's some love scenes.
I think you'll find that it is for the under fives.
Well, we can remove the love scenes and we'll move it to Chiswick.
Chiswick? Chelsea. I think Chelsea. Chelsea's very fashionable.
Okay, well, all right. We'll set it in Chelsea and I'll remove the love
scenes.
That's good.
I'm liking the sound of this now,
and the
yes.
murder. Okay. It's not really the thing for children. It's kind of wordy. We can.
What about pictures? Can we have pictures in it?
Children
like pictures. Nice big colourful pictures of teddy bears and pink elephants, things like that.
Okay, I guess one of the tailors could be making bear suits. How's that? Coloured bear suits. That'd be quite good. That's fun for the kids.
Then there's the whole question of fur trapping and the fur trade, things like that. I don't want hordes of animal rights protesters queuing up outside the theatre throwing shit at five-year-old kiddies, quite frankly.
They do that,
okay. Yes.
Okay, all right, so we're just putting them in the background, like that, and I just put a line in saying, what are these big pictures? And they say, I don't know, the last tenant left them.
You could say that. I still prefer the idea of pink elephants, because obviously the illegal ivory trade is much less controversial than the fur trade.
Okay, well, I can work that in, because it's set in the park. I'll just change it to, like, the 1930s or something like that, when...
The 1930s, I don't know about that.
Well,
the whole world heading for war, Hitler's tyranny, it's a bit dark.
The 1830s?
1830s, well, everyone was starving, weren't they?
Oh.
The corn laws had been repealed, there was nothing to eat.
How about I set it in, you know, 2130.
2130.
And then, like, they can all be in spacesuits and they go, hey, where's that pink elephant there? Because they're fucking wild now.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yes.
All right, so the two tailors... Well, you... In space... All right. There's two tailors in space, right? And they fall in love, and one of them has a pet pink elephant.
Yes.
And I guess they make spacesuits or something.
That makes sense to me.
Anyway, they're rivaled in business.
Yep.
But they fall in love. But they're controversial because one of them's trying to buy out the other business, and he's like, hey, I don't want you to buy me out.
Corporate takeover. That's a bit corporate.
Yeah, it is.
Think.
Okay. You don't like corporate.
Not
sort
really,
of
no. I prefer to keep all overtones of capitalism out of this,
okay.
Really.
All right, so there's two communist tailors.
That worked for me.
And they just make clothes for the state.
and then they meet and they date a bit and they fall in love and
fall in love without the squidgy bits. Yep.
No squidgy bits. No. They sort of hold hands because it's for children.
Hold hands. Look at the stars.
They
yes,
take the pink elephant for a walk.
Yep.
And then this is the thing. Well, it was going to be Marks and Spencers, but we call it something else. Overtakes both of them and sort of buys them out, and they've got no business. So it's again.
It's getting very corporate again, really, isn't it? Corporate,
okay.
Multinational buying out two independent businesses. I really don't like the connotations of that.
Okay, we'll just drop that completely. Yep. There are two people in the future with elephants. They meet and they fall in love, and then they grow old and die?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
So tell me, what's the play actually called?
Oh, it was going to be called The Two Tailors of Whitechapel, but I guess I call it Space Tailors.
Two People in Outer Space.
Communist Space Tailors Attack.
Don't like the idea of attack.
Defend.
Still quite aggressive.
Okay. Two space tailors are...
Communist space tailors.
Communist space tailors are pacifists for kids.
Yeah.
Great.
Brilliant.
You're in then?
I'm in.
So there you go. Admittedly, what you heard had been heavily edited, and one or two of the scenarios took a couple of attempts, but it wasn't that bad, was it? It's a bit hit and miss, but that's the nature of the beast. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this episode, or any other episode for that matter, you can find the Kingsnorth Lobotomy on Facebook. This podcast starred and was improvised by Lawrence Robinson, Jenny Walters and Samuel Marlowe, conceived from scenarios by Scott Kingsnorth. The music was composed and performed by Ed Field. The producing and editing was done by Scott Kingsnorth, and the director was Samuel Marlowe. Thank you for listening. My name's Scott Kingsnorth, and this has been My Lobotomy.